travelling through.
A memorable travelling experience. Let's think. Ah, yes, I know. This is a good one. Well, I was 20 at the time, and it was my first summer break after my freshman year at uni. I went travelling, of course. That was the fashionable thing to do back then. I guess it still is. Anyway, I was travelling with my best friend at the time, Shireen. We had saved up doing various summer jobs. I think I actually had 3 at once, but it was all part of the fun. We were saving for an interrail pass across part of Europe. Again, the typical thing to do as students. We mapped out our route, and the first port of call was France. My mum and dad dropped us off in Dover, and off we went on the beginning of an adventure. Looking back, I guess it was the beginning of the adventure of adult life as I'd never known it. We were waved off, and soon the oldies were out of sight. There was this incredible feeling of freedom. There we were, 2 20-somethings on a boat, with nothing more than the shiny new rucksacks on our back and heaps of anticipation. As the Americans say, it was awesome. We travelled through Holland and France, but the drama really started when we got on a night train to Algeciras, where we were to catch the ferry to Africa. So, it was 3 weeks into the trip, and the novelty of sleepers, crummy hostels, dry bread and cheap cheese and beer had worn off. It turned out we weren't the robust travellers we fancied ourselves to be. On board, we settled down into our sleepers, and I fell asleep to the motion of the train leaving the station. I vaguely recall Shireen saying she would be at the cafe at the far end of the train. Something about not being able to sleep? To be honest, I didn't pay too much attention. We had been best friends for years, and she felt like a sister. I mumbled agreement and must have fallen asleep. Next thing I knew, it was morning, and wow, what a breathtaking morning it was. The scenery was utterly beautiful. I looked around to comment and share my appreciation with my travel companion, but Shireen's bunker was still made up. She hadn't slept there. Assuming she had fallen asleep in the cafe, I got up and put my shoes on to go and look for her. Just as I went to slide the carriage door open, the ticket inspector appeared.
Mi Brown?
She said in a thick Andalus accent. Si? I offered apologetically. My Spanish was non-existent in those days.
Your friend?
Yes, Shireen. What's the matter?
No problem. Your friend in Malaga.
Oh, I replied, a little confused. Well, where am I, ma'am?
Granada. Final stop.
I suppose you can guess the rest. The train had split in the early hours of the morning. Both oblivious, we had parted and gone in very different directions. Eventually, we found each other, though, and everything turned out okay.